Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to show some love to some indie games real quick. Because the thing is like, I feel, yeah, I talk too much in a negative way on video games. But nah, man, I gotta show some love. I gotta show some love to some indie games out there. Because there are some indie games that I have been playing recently that I'm like, fam, I just don't even get it. Like, how is it that... My thing is this. How is it that this is, it'll be like a junior in college or somebody that's like, oh, you know, like I grew up playing games like this. Like it's, because that's one thing that I'll say about indie developers is that those are the actual gamers. Those are the ones where I'm like, bruh, I trust you when it comes to like creating a video game. Like if it came down between an indie developer creating a video game, like a game that I want to be created, or having somebody like a big like company or something work on a video game. No, I'm 100% contacting an indie developer. Because I'm like, no, I feel that you guys, I trust you guys when it comes to a video game. So, but anyways, nah, man, let me go ahead and talk on some indie games real quick. Because there's actually a new racing game that I just played today. And it was an indie game. So it was an indie game that I'm like, I seen it quite a few times, but I never really had was like, I never like really pulled the trigger on buying it and stuff. So that's why I was like, you know, it playing it today, I was like, I was kind of mad at myself because I'm like, fam, I should have played this sooner. You know, like this, it's an indie game where it's like, it's an actual like Simcade game. Not saying like any other game that I played before wasn't a Simcade like racing game. But this, in my opinion, this will probably be the most authentic Simcade racing game out there because it simulates what you would have to do like if you were like a professional racer, but at the same time it still has its arcade feel to it. You know, like they'll have it where you got to change out the tires, but you got to change them out to certain tires. You just don't change out some tires to some random tires. Like, no, it might start raining mid-race, so you're gonna have to pit stop, change them to some wet tires, and then so on and so on. Then yeah, the tires wear down, gas goes out and all that stuff. So yeah, it was a pretty intense game, but it's a game that I can get with. It was a game where I played it and I was like, no, I see myself playing a lot of this. I think that it's a solid game and it's one of those games where I'm like, it would have to make me upset in order for me to stop playing it. But I don't know, unless it has me do like, unless it's like some midnight club stuff where they just have like a professional or like a racer in there that's just impossible to beat. I'm hoping that it doesn't do that, but by the looks of it, yeah, it looks like it's one of those games where I'm like, if you know how to race, then this game is for you. Okay, so but yeah, that game, it is called New Star GP. It is a solid racing game. So yeah, if you guys are looking for some indie racing games, and the game it's only $30, and they have it where it's like you go through like decades worth of racing. Like I don't know how long the championships are, but they have it where like I think I just started off in the 80s, and then I'm gonna have to work my way all the way up into like present day, and then they probably gonna have it where I just continue going and stuff. So yeah, it's a good racing game, and it just came out too. I think it came out maybe last month. Yeah, last month. It came out March 7th of last month. And it's not one of those like early access games, but I could see it like them. I could see them adding a lot of content to the game, like new cars, new championships, new tracks and things. Yeah, I could see them going all out for this game. And it's one of those games where it's like it's like a, if you look at it, it doesn't look like some like, all right, so for an example, because it's a Formula One racing game, so it doesn't look like the F1 series from EA. It looks like an arcade racing game. It looks like something that you would have played like years ago and stuff. And that's one thing that I wanted to talk on, because I remember seeing a review. What game was it? It was, oh no, it's actually another indie game that we'll be talking about. But, well, yeah, let's just go on and get straight on into it. So, yeah, there's this zombie game that I just recently started playing called Skeer Ritual. And it's, so pretty much, it's like OG Call of Duty Zombies. And I'm like, fam, I played this game. So they have it where it's like you're pretty much going through a wave of zombies, but you're also doing a mission like while going through a wave of zombies. So, yeah, it's like OG zombies and stuff. But, well, I mean, yeah, zombies hasn't really changed, but they... somewhat, but not like all the way. It's just, it ain't, zombies just don't hit like how it used to. It ain't like how when I had very first got into Call of Duty and it was Black Ops, that in my opinion was like top tier zombies. That was the zombies that I was like, hey, look, this is solid, okay? So, but no, yeah, Skeer Ritual, it's pretty much that. And no, it is, bro, it is mad fun. That is a game where I'm like, another game where I don't see myself getting rid of it, because I was like, you, so the crazy thing about that game is that I played other games from the developers, and so that's why I had really took a chance on this game, because they had it, there's these, so they got like these movie video games where you're, it's like you're watching a movie, but at the, but it's like, you're playing, like, you're, well, it's not like you're really playing a game, you're just watching a movie, but you're making choices, like, for the characters in the movie and stuff. So they had, like, the one called, Late Shift, and they had it where I think, yeah, you just get in the mix of, like, some, like, heist members and stuff. But, yeah, I was all like, okay, well, I remember playing, Late Shift, and then playing, they came out with another, like, movie video game called The Complex, and then they had one where it was, like, you're in some bunker and stuff. It was a solid, game. I was like, nah, I thought the games was, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good, like, the good, like, movie video games and stuff, so I was curious to see how they would go about, like, an actual video game, you know, like a normal one and stuff. And, yeah, that game, it's, no, it's fun. It's solid. It's one of those games where I'm like, I can see that being a good game to play with friends. Like, if you're wanting that, like, old feel of zombies, that game is it. Like, that game is 100% it. And, no, the game, it is, solo friendly, so you very well can play that game by yourself, because that's how I played it last night. I played that entire game by myself, and I was like, wow, that game is actually, it's good. You know, I can see myself getting through all the missions, and they have, like, a lot of, it's more so mask. Like, they don't have, like, I didn't really play too much of it to see if you could change the character's clothes, but they did have it where there was, like, a gang of different, masks that you can get in there. Like, it was a lot. Like, I was scrolling for a little bit to just see all the different masks that they had. So, yeah, it was, they do got a lot of different, cosmetics, and I think all of them are, unlocked, because I don't even think this game... oh no, actually they do. They have like some DLCs and stuff. But how much are the DLCs? Because if the game is only $24.99, I got it on sale for $19.99. And yeah, you could get all the DLCs by Founder, Skeer, and DLC bundle. And then there's all like, then they had it where there was these other video games. So how much? I wonder how much are all the individual DLCs and stuff. $3. Like, that's not, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, they got it where, like, all the DLCs is pretty much, like, yeah, $3 and stuff. And, no, that's even because they're on sale. But, like, no, the DLCs, it's, $3.99. Yeah, I'm looking at the DLCs. It's $3.59 on sale. But that is crazy. Oh, this game's been out for a minute. Wait a second. What? Oh, it must have been in early access. That's why I'm like seeing, because they are showing that the game just recently, yeah, it came out yesterday, but it must have been in early access. I think that's why it's showing, because I was all like, wait a minute, what am I looking at here? So yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, it's a game that's, it's been out for a minute. Oh yeah, so there was like early access release date was October 6, 2022. How come I'm just now hearing about this game? That's the part that trips me out. I feel like if I did see this game, like, I didn't really pay too much attention to it because I didn't really know too much about it. But yeah, there is all like, it's if you read the description for the game, it's spin-off. Oh, it's a spin-off of one of their like movie video games. Or no, is it a regular? No, it's a regular game. Oh, okay. I might have to check this out then. Let me just go. And that's $5. That's crazy, man. They're pretty much giving away their games at this point. It's by a company named Wells Interactive. Oh, and then the company that did New Star GP. Their company name is the developers is New Star Games LTD. And then the publishers is Five Aces Publishing LTD. So yeah, their game is solid. I like their racing game and stuff. But Skier Ritual, that's a solid game. That's a game where I'm like, no, if you're looking for like that classic zombies, it's good. But no, that's what somebody was saying about that game. They were all like, oh, the graphics are outdated. They look old. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, what did you play back then? Like, I get that you're wanting, and I know people probably ask me, how did I feel about the graphics? I honestly didn't even care. They very well could have had, like, some old Doom-looking graphics. And I'm like, if the game is fun and I like it, I don't care about no graphics. That's one thing that people need to understand about me is that I'm never going to care about stuff like that. Like, again, because even with that New Star GP, it's like it's a classic-looking racing game. It don't look all modern and advanced like some racing games today, like Forza or Gran Turismo. No, it looks like a classic arcade game. It looks like a game you would have played years ago, but like a remastered version of it and stuff. So yeah, I don't trip about like the visuals and all that stuff. I'm like, if the game is playable and it's fun, I don't care about none of that. I came from the PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360 era, so there's games that I played back then that I'm playing again, and I'm like, man, you know, the graphics and all that stuff and the physics, it's changed so much. But that's something where I'm all like, you know, if I could go back, I definitely, like, I did. I went out and bought me a PlayStation 3, got me a gang of PlayStation 2 and 3 games, and an Xbox 360, and a gang of Xbox 360 games. Like, fam, I love that old look. So yeah, that's something that I'm like, that's never gonna trip me out, is like the old visuals of a video game. I like that stuff, bro. So but then the other game, now this is a game where I'm like, it doesn't even really, it's a video game at the end of the day. I didn't put 12 hours into this game. I didn't put half a day into this game, bro. Supermarket Simulator. I know a lot of people are probably all like, wait a minute, what? Supermarket Simulator? What do you mean, T-Moss Boss? What do you mean, supermarket? So you're running a supermarket? Yes. That is 100% what you're doing. Like, you're buying food, you're buying like household supplies, you're putting it on shelves, refrigerators, freezers, you're running a store, customers is coming in buying this stuff, you're like a cashier, and then you can hire cashiers. But no, the funny thing is like, I was playing that game, right? Had two cashiers that I had hired, fired both of them just so I can be a cashier. And that was something where I was like, I find it funny that I'm like, this game is such a basic game. It's a game, and that's another thing where I'm like, I have yet to rage on this game. Like, that's something about it where I'm all like, it's something just about that game where I sit down and I play it and I'm at peace. Like, if there's a game that I just started raging on, like, let's say if I'm playing Call of Duty or something, and it starts doing some old weird glitchy buggy crap, I'll exit out that game. And matter of fact, I actually uninstalled Call of Duty, so I'm all like, yeah, I guess if people want to look at this as a way of me putting down the bigger developers, because I'm like, yeah, you got indie games out there, you got a game where it's based off of running a supermarket. It's simple games like that that will literally take over the world by a storm, bro. Like, it's seriously some crazy stuff. But no, my thoughts on Supermarket Simulator, I was like, fam, playing that game, it's insane. It's fun. That's something where I'm like, it's some simple stuff. Some people may look at that game as boring. To me, it's fun. It's a game that relaxes my mind. Like, after raging on a different video game, yeah, I'll play Supermarket Simulator, and I'm like, bro, this is chill, this is solid, I like this game. But yes, it's pretty much what you would think of what running, so like, imagine a Walmart, and I think you can make the game like the size of a Walmart and stuff. Like, and the crazy thing about it is that I think this game is in early access. The game is in early access, and so most likely it is going to get to a point where they start doing like, and the game came out in February 2, and over 25,000 of reviews. I wonder if anybody didn't say anything. Oh, there was like, no, here's a negative review. Somebody goes on to say, I really love this game, but in its current state, I will not play until there are improvements. It pains me to see the and see that improving the restocking is nowhere to be seen in the game's roadmap. That has to be one of the most frustrating parts of the game, in my opinion. At first, you don't have many items to take care of and restock, but as your store grows, you start acquiring license. You basically need to have every single item in stock, otherwise customers won't find them and complain. Fam, it's like, I never even cared. Like, I crack jokes when the customers, when they come in there and they start, yeah, so, like, the customers, they will, like, in a way complain, but it's just these words that, like, pop up above their head as they're walking out, and they're all like, oh, I can't find toilet paper, or I can't find, chicken, or I can't find milk, or whatever, and I'm like, okay, I, you know, just come back tomorrow. It's not like you... because I think they do say, like, there's customers not satisfied at the very end or something of the day and things, but it ain't like you're losing anything. Like, all you pretty much do is just buy things, put it on shelves, change the prices, open up, serve a gang of customers, and then go on about your business. Like, the game ain't challenging. It's not like you die if you, no, the game is honestly one of the most simple games that I've played throughout my whole life, bruh. That's what I have to say about that game. I haven't played a lot of simple games before. Supermarket Simulator is honestly one of the most simple games that you pretty much, it's a game where it's like, if you want to just have it where it's like to just pass on time, like, let's say for an example you have a Steam Deck, because they did say it's playable on Steam Deck, but it's not verified on Steam Deck, so I think there's like, yeah, some functions is not accessible when using the default controller configuration, requiring use of the touchscreen or virtual keyboard or a community configuration. And then there's like, this game sometimes shows mouse, keyboard, and non-Steam Deck controller icons. Entering some text requires manual invoking the on-screen keyboard. Some in-game text is small and may be difficult to read. But there's like, but the default graphics configuration performs well on Steam Deck. So yeah, it's like, I can see them at some point in time probably doing that where they're all like, oh, it's Steam Deck verified or something. And then, but it's like, the thing is this, the game, it's a solid game in my opinion. I guess, like, if you, even if you are not, if you don't have a Steam Deck, you might have a laptop and you just want to test the game out and just play something. It's a simple game, bro. It's not one of those games where it's like, you're going to be getting, like, it's a crazy difficult game or something, so... But anyways, moving on. Wrestling Empire. That is a funny indie game. That game, it's been a minute since I played it. Last time I played it was last month. But that's a game where I'm like, no, I plan on keeping it because, oh, they even have a Steam Workshop. Bro, I gotta play more of this game. Is it still in early access? No, it's not early access. I don't know why I thought. Was it in early access at one point in time? I feel like it was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But anyways, the game is solid. I was like, nah, bro, playing Wrestling Empire. Did I say who was the people behind Supermarket Simulator? They're Nocta Games. Okay, and then Wrestling Empire, the people behind this game, their names is M. Dickey. So yeah, their Wrestling Empire, it's pretty much like a comedy version of a wrestling game, but it's such a fun wrestling game. Like, when I was playing it, I was like, nah, bro, there's no way possible. It's another game where I seen it and was like, fam, like, why did I not get this? Or I was like, I was holding off on it, but then eventually I did buy it, and then I was like, bro, I should have bought this game sooner. Like, this game is mad fun. So yeah, man, I don't even get that. I don't get what I was thinking. But yeah, it's one of those games where I'm all like, I can sit down. All right, bro. So they have it where it's like your character can go to all these different places, right? I'm getting off of a plane. Like, I'm heading into into one of the shows. I'm getting off the plane. This man ambushed me. He's holding a full-blown gun. This is the wrestling game, by the way. He's holding a full-blown gun. I'm afraid of getting shot, so we get into this full-blown fight outside the plane. Bro, I ended up winning the fight, too, of course, because that's just who I am and things. But, nah, man, I was playing that, and I was like, this is crazy. This is honestly insane that they even have some stuff like this. But it's fun, though. It's a game where I'm like, so, no, they have it where that game, it's only, $19.99, but you actually can play it for free on the App Store. Hold on for a second. Let me look that game up real quick on the App Store. As I remember, that game is free. Hold on for a second. Wrestling Empire. Yeah, Wrestling Empire. You can, you don't even have to pay for it. They got, like, I think some, not DLCs, but, like, some in-game purchases. But, yeah, other than that, the game, it's free. So, if you don't even want to, like, if you just want to play the game on mobile and see how it is, I don't think it's that much of a difference. But, yeah, it's one of those games where I'm like, I recommend trying it out. It's a solid game and stuff. So, but, yeah, shout out to the people behind Wrestling Empire. And, yeah, shout out to the game itself. And let's see some other games I got on my Steam list before I talk on this one last game. All right, I don't have like no other games I can think of. Games that I probably this game I feel like I don't know, like I can't really it comes off as an indie game, but at the same time I don't know. Well, I guess yeah, I'll throw this game in the mix and stuff. There's this game, it's a military type game. But Black One Blood Brothers, it's a tactical military shooter game, and no, I played a little bit of it, and I thought it was a solid game. It was I thought it was good. I didn't play too much of it, but based off of what they show, it does. And then from what I played, yeah, I think that it's a solid game. Especially because right, they actually got it on sale right now for $8.99. So yeah, if it's one of those games where it's like, you know, you're kind of iffy. Oh, did they just come out with another game? Oh, no, this isn't their game. I thought it was their game, but no, it's like, I think it's like somebody that they're cool with. But anyways, this is a game that's in early access. It's been in early access for a minute now because the game came out in January 11, 2022. But no, from what I played of it, it's a solid game. And then they also kind of got like some campaign missions and stuff. So yeah, I like it. But it's from what I had played of it, yeah, I had thought it was good and stuff. So, but yeah, that's good. But so anyways, and then the game that I wanted to talk on where this game, it might as well be like a AAA title, but at the same time, like, it is considered an indie game in a way. I don't know. Like, it's kind of like, it's, yeah, I don't, well, let's actually see if they do have it in the indie section of Steam and stuff, because, or even if they have it, like, as a tag. No, they don't even have it as a tag on Steam, so I feel like I can't really say that Helldivers 2 is an indie game. But where's the indie game section? Didn't they used to have, like, an indie game section? They used to have an indie game section. Did they get rid of it? Hold on for a second. They got arcade, action, fighting, first person, hack slash, third. That's weird. I could have sworn that they had an indie game section on Steam and stuff. Okay, actually, you know what? No, let's just go ahead and Supermarket Simulator. I know Supermarket Simulator has to be considered an indie game. Because if they... Yeah, there we go. Okay, so yeah, let's see. That's weird, though. I could have sworn that they had, like, an indie game section on Steam. Unless I'm just having a blind moment or something. But I'm like, yeah, I feel like they should have definitely had, like, an indie game section. That's weird. But anyways, top rated. No, it's actually not considered an indie game. I thought it would have been considered an indie game, but no, it's not. It's one of those games where I'm like, yeah, I think they don't really consider it an indie game. And I guess, like, in a way, it's really not, because I'm like, it did get, like, a big old PlayStation release and things. Like, I think a lot of people were considering it an indie game just because of, like, how small the game was. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like now, because of how big the game is, I feel like at some point in time, a game gets really big, and it's not really considered an indie game and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, but I guess, like, if people consider Helldivers 2 an indie game, it's good. You know, it's one of those games where it's a game where it's like, it's recommended to play with friends. It's not recommended to play that game by yourself. At least me, I wouldn't recommend you to play that game by yourself. But no, I think it's a solid game. Yeah, the publishers is PlayStation, developers is a company called Arrowhead Game Studios. But it's a game that I played a lot of. Bumpy start when it very first came out, but yeah, eventually I did, you know, give the game a chance and was all like, all right, let me go ahead and just play this game and stuff. But I done put 45 hours into that game, and I've collected almost every achievement. I got 25 out of 38 achievements. But yeah, it's a game where it's like, so they pretty much have you going up against robots and giant bugs. And I know people are probably all like, but wait a minute, like, don't you kind of have, like, an arachnophobia type thing going on? Like, are you going up against, yeah, I honestly, I don't even know how I managed to play that game without flipping out. But yeah, I remember when I very first played that game, I was like, oh, I could get with this. Oh, I actually like this game. Played it, and I had beaten numerous missions on like every difficulty, I believe. And yeah, the game, it's solid. It's a solid game, but crazy difficult by yourself. Like, if you do play that game by yourself, that's a game where it's like you really gonna have to sit down and challenge yourself, because it is a difficult game. But it's solid, though. I would say that now it's a solid game. Back when it came out, though, yeah, Helldivers 2 wasn't really all that solid. Couldn't even get into a game. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for stopping by today's episode. Like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you guys and peace.